Let's go to Northern California now, where the scope of several big wildfires is growing. It's estimated that nearly 11,000 lightning strikes triggered the fires earlier this week, and it's a public safety scramble as fire crews navigate the challenges of a scorching heat wave and COVID-19. Joining us now is Kate Wolf, a reporter with KQED in San Francisco. And Kate, give us a sense of where these fires are burning. Are they largely on country roads or in urban centers?
So, Tanya, there are three big complexes of fires happening around the Bay Area here. There's a huge, massive fire in the North Bay, and that's in Napa and Solano counties. There's a large rural fire happening in Santa Clara County, and then there's a more urban fire happening in the South Bay in Santa Cruz and San Mateo counties.
You mentioned Napa. How close are these new fires to the other places that experienced the big fires there in recent years?
Well, they're fairly close. There's a lot of overlap. There are a lot of people who have had to evacuate from these areas time and time again over the past couple of years. They are lower down than the deadly campfire that happened in Paradise. But these are still, you know, wildfire plagued areas, and continually so.
It has been extremely hot across the state all week, which has triggered some rolling blackouts. How is this impacting communication efforts?
Things have moved so quickly that we are not actually currently dealing with those blackouts as much. People have been good about conserving energy so as to not overwhelm the state's electrical grid. But we will find out more about how communication was or wasn't hampered in the next few days and in the coming weeks.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm just thinking about how COVID-19 has impacted so much, especially the way that firefighters fight fires and the way that people receive notification where they can go if they have to flee their homes. How are officials reaching out to the most vulnerable, including the homeless, about these fires?
That's a great point. And in fact, we're seeing impacts where places that would normally be shelters are not being shelters because they're at capacity. They're sending people to hotel rooms, or they're just simply sending people away. We don't know yet how officials have been contacting people like homeless folks, but we do know that there are a lot of vulnerable people who are scrambling for a place to stay, either because they're old and they're worried about being exposed to the virus in a communal shelter, or because there's just not enough room for them in communal spaces.
Yeah. We heard the governor this week talk about many of the challenges. But what assurances are you hearing that there is enough manpower and equipment and money to fight these fires?
You know, we really aren't getting assurances. We know CAL FIRE is stretched to a breaking point with these fires. We have requested very early on, CAL FIRE requested aid from other states. We've seen an influx of help from Southern California. So, you know, we're really hoping for more aid, and we're waiting to see that aid come through.
You're in the San Francisco Bay Area, Kate, and typically when there are wildfires of this size, you can experience smoke and haze hundreds of miles away. What is it like where you are?
You know, it's starting to get really smoky here, and it seems like it's only going to get smokier, to be honest. You can smell the smoke in the air. You can see the haze. The light is more orange. It's definitely reminiscent of Septembers, Octobers, and Novembers of years past when it's been really bad and the air quality has been unhealthy. It seems like it might reach that level here in maybe today, maybe in the coming days.
That's Kate Wolf. She is a reporter with KQED in San Francisco. Kate, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tanya.